rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dr. Brown, thank you for being with us on the Dean Show. It's a treat.
My pleasure.
Dr. Bonner, Officer Brown.
I'm an ophthalmologist. I'm a specialist in cataract and refractive surgery. I'm the medical director of a major eye center. I was atheist up until then. I had been raised in a family that was basically Quaker, one of the Protestant sects, but not practicing. And I myself had never taken on any religion. I thought I would find the truth in Christianity. I studied Judaism first. That led me to studying Christianity. I thought I'd find the truth there for years. Years I tried to convince myself I tried to become Christian. I always kept coming up against the same thing. I always kept liking some part of it, but having trouble with others. And when it came down to the tenets of faith, I would talk to the priests, and I would say, well, how about this? And they couldn't explain it. And how about that? And they couldn't explain that. And, well, what about this? And they'd kind of shrug their shoulders, and I'd just say, well, you know, thanks anyway, and move on to the next congregation. It wasn't until I found Islam that all of my questions were answered.
What were some of these, I'm sure the viewers want to know, what were some of these questions that you had that weren't they weren't able to answer when you were going to some of these higher-ups in the church?
Were simply that I didn't find foundation to the tenets of faith. Okay? For example, the Trinity. It is not mentioned anywhere in the Bible. Nowhere do you find the word Trinity. It was a doctrine that was derived 300 years after the time of Jesus. And in my simple mind, I just thought, well, if this were a true doctrine, you would have thought that Jesus Christ would have spoken about it explicitly, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that is not written in the original manuscripts. That was a marginal note that was written by a scribe into the margin of one of the manuscripts, which was later copied into the scripture. And I'd be thinking, SubhanAllah, if you know this is not the Bible, if you know that it's an insertion, an illegitimate insertion, why are you preaching it as if it's gospel truth? Was that I believed in Jesus Christ as man and as a prophet. I would say, look, 88 times in the Bible, 88 times, Jesus Christ calls himself the Son of Man.
Yes.
Nowhere does he call himself the Son of God. Nowhere. Now, there are a couple of places where it's mistranslated or it's spoken of metaphorically, but that is very different from literal meaning. Yeah. I mean, I just looked at it and said, that doesn't work for me. What works for me is he was a prophet, he's a man, I'm going to believe what he said. Not going to believe what the person who canceled his teachings said. And that's why I could never accept Christianity.
Doctor,
I think the majority of people in America are in this position.
Tell us, Dr. Brown, we went from atheism to trying to make Christianity fit to Islam. They want to know what happened. How did you stumble across Islam and accept all the tenets and the teachings, and now you're Muslim?
Well, basically I had all of these unresolved questions in my mind. I believed in God as one God. I never believed in the Trinity. I believed in Jesus Christ as a man. Mm-hmm. And I didn't believe in him as God or Son of God. I believed in the chain of prophethood. I believed in the mercy of our Creator. And I believed that our Creator would not leave mankind without guidance and without definitive guidance, guidance that once a person saw it is easy to understand and easy to make part of your life. I gave up on Christianity. I'm just telling you that when I studied Islam, when I learned about Islam, read the Holy Quran, and those books just clarified everything for me. That's when I became Muslim.